This is a Fox News alert, the battle for Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Volodymyr Zelensky saying the fate of Ukraine is being decided now as Russian troops enter the capital city.
There was small arms fire within a few hundred yards of here, showing that Russian forces on some degree, on some level, are in the very heart of the capital city, but they certainly are far from controlling that city. In the distance right now off to the west, probably 5 or 6 miles out, we're hearing some artillery fire, but it's not intense at this point.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev. But the invaders are being met with more resistance than they may have expected, as U.S. and European intelligence sources say the invasion isn't going as quickly as the Kremlin believed it would. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, telling Fox News,
"It is wonderful and fantastic so many weapons are being issued out to so many Ukrainian citizens who are going to fight for their land and their country, but they're going to need ammunition, they're going to need supplies, they're going to need resupply."
The Biden administration promising help.
The White House is saying that they're going to ask Congress for $6.4 billion worth of humanitarian assistance and also some security assistance and cyber security help to combat misinformation that's been floating around. But Congress needs to approve that before the money can start flowing.
But Fox As Peter Ducey reports from the White House, there is broad bipartisan support for an aid package. The president hoping for bipartisanship when the Senate considers his Supreme Court nominee, Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Judge Jackson deserves to be confirmed as the next justice of the Supreme Court. I've met with the chairman and ranking members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Dick Durbin, Senator Chuck Grassley, and my hope is that they will move promptly. And I know they'll move fairly.
America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Federal health officials recommending Friday most Americans be allowed to remove their face masks.
The CDC says the mask-wearing decision marks a shift from looking at COVID case numbers to hospitalization rates. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says more than 70% of the U.S. lives in counties where COVID-19 poses a low to medium threat to hospitals, and that those are the areas where people can stop wearing masks.
It's important to note that the volume of severe disease in the hospital is likely representative of the volume of disease in general in the community. So they are very much linked.
The CDC is also now only recommending universal school masking in communities that have a high level of COVID cases. The new guidelines do not change the requirement of masks on public transportation. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A gunman opened fire Friday in the lobby of a Milwaukee police station.
At the time, there were several community members inside the lobby. An officer returned fire, at which time the suspect fled from the location on foot.
Milwaukee's police chief Jeffrey Norman says officers pursued the man and he was shot several times but is expected to recover. They're still trying to learn what his motive was. At the Conservative Political Action Conference Friday, South Dakota's Governor Kristi Noem, critical of President Biden's handling of the Ukraine crisis.
A strong American president would work with European allies and partners to replace their supply of Russian oil supplies with American energy.
Governor Noem says the last 48 hours have shown what happens when America projects weakness. Former President Trump will speak at CPAC on Saturday. Major League Baseball has canceled spring training games through March 7th as a deal with the Players Union has yet to be reached. There's a deadline Monday for the two sides to reach a deal to preserve March 31st as opening day for the regular season. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.